Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. That's what we do here on the edge. We're getting our feelings. Shoot. Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot, the place. Where's my pointer? Right here. I told you, right here. Where the conversation is pointed and the guests are sharp and the responses are what? They are never dull. And I have Carol Johnston Mullica. Okay, here on the edge with me, we're going to talk about some neuro-linguistic programming. And I'm going to tell you, Brains, I'm really, really into that. Talking to that subconscious mind, I've been digging it. I've been getting into it even more. It's wicked. I've been even listening, re-listening to Think and Grow Rich. And every time, there's a nugget of wisdom. So she's going to tell us that. But also, what I read in her bio is that she's got a new spin on it, a new philosophy. It's not that old same old humdrum textbook stuff. She's got a different spin on it. So I'm excited. Timeline therapy. What is that about? Is that a little bit about past life regressions? We're going to ask her that. Hypnotherapy and her retreats. So we've got so much to cover. Let's welcome her to the show. Hello. How are you, Carol?
Hello, April. Hello, Brains. It is so good to finally be here. I've been looking forward to this for a couple of months now.
I know. Me too. Who does that? Okay.
I know, right?
So, you know what? And I like your vibe. You know, it's that kind of hippy-dippy, bohemian, Australian. Where you get your look from? How you get your look together?
I used to be a hairdresser a very, very, very long time ago. And I guess it just stems from that. But, you know, this is the look that I love. You know, I have, my Camilla scarf. Camilla is a beautiful brand that I love to wear all the time. And she's, you know, very creative. And, you know, I want to be creative. So it also brings out that beautiful feminine energy. Well.
It does. It really, really does. And again, like I said, it's that kind of bohemian, freedom, rebellious kind of look. And that's sexy. That's really, that can be attractive. And that red hair, is that natural, girl, or is that in the bottle?
Well, as a littlie, I used to have red hair, right? But then, you know, I'm 51 and there's a lot of gray under this now. So, you know.
So wait, do you have a problem with the transition?
I will never be gray.
Girl, I am. Up under this hair option here is roots, and they are getting gray. But to me, it's a certain gravitas. You have to grow into it. You know, like some people's name is Catherine, and they've called her Kathy or Katie your entire life. You've got to grow into that. And you've grown into who you are. Tell us where it all began.
Oh gosh, it all began in a very small little town of 300 people. That's where I grew up. Very small little town in the country. And then I left home at the age of 16, to pursue life in the big city of Sydney. And that was where I grew. That was where I learned so many life lessons. And my very first job was actually working in a bank. That didn't last very long. Definitely was not my thing. Then, you know, progressed to being a hairdresser years later. Then went on to, be self-employed. I had a MLM business in hair and makeup and beauty. And it was there that I actually found my natural ability to coach people and motivate people.
Wow.
And I love that. And then, you know, got married, had children, you know, got divorced.
We colored in all of the white spaces. I get it.
Absolutely. Traveled in many spaces. But then, to bring it up to closer to where we are now in 2017, that was when I decided to go and study neurolinguistic programming. So that journey has brought me to where I am today as a master practitioner and as a trainer. And, you know, with our business mindset mastery, we have this philosophy that, you know, the people that come to us to train with us are transformed for life. That's our tagline.
All right, you real cool. I can ask you these questions and you not be all up in your feelings. But, you know, people say that could be a form of mind control, you know, mindset mastery. What does that look like? Is that, you know, I don't know. Is it different? What is a mindset mastery?
Look, mindset mastery is mastering your mind, mastering your thoughts, mastering your state. It's so many things. And, you know, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, is not really a compassionate model. And this is the difference that we make to the world, because when I did my training, that was what I noticed. It was hard for people. And when I decided to become a trainer, I wanted to bring some heart back into this modality, because we have, you know, students, we have clients who come to us who have, you know, had trauma. And with those people, you've got to be gentle. You've got to be heart-centered. So I bring heart-centered, or my, you know, I could call it authentic conscious education. But that's where we sit.
Okay. So you have a seat at the table.
Yeah.
There's others that are sitting at that table that are lost and confused. They don't know their ass from a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
So where do you tell people to begin to start doing this deep dive, this soul searching? Where do you tell them to begin? Because you don't just jump in with NLP. You know, you got to have a little couple conversations, maybe some, you know, maybe hitting some good weed and then a hypnotherapy session. So, you know, you got to get into a vibe. You got to get into a state. People don't just go into that. And they're not very trusting at first because they don't know what to expect. It's like the first time I got hypnotized, it didn't work because I wasn't just free, letting myself go freely. So the same thing, you know, in hypnotherapy, at the end, they do, you know, sprinkle it and pepper it with a little NLP to give you a suggestion. In some cases, I don't know how you work, but, you know, to help you chug along and to recall and to reactivate these things as you get downloads. Now, am I talking out of story, or is this really what's happening?
No, like there are a lot of misconceptions, especially in regard to hypnosis. There are so many misconceptions because you said when I got hypnotized, right?
Okay.
Hypnotherapy is not something that is done to you.
Right.
It is a do with process.
Right.
So it's a process where the client and the practitioner are, you know, first of all, in rapport with each other. That means that they trust each other. Hypnotherapy is also about being able to follow instruction. You know, a lot of people think about being hypnotized. They think that the, you know, you sit there with a pendulum.
Yeah, it's going to be a carnival road show, you know, and they're going to make you quack like a duck and all that. But that's not it.
Absolutely. But the thing is, you know, when it comes to those stage shows where you see that, those are the sort of people that are usually, they're the extroverts. So they're the ones that after a few drinks are going to be dancing on a table anyway, you know? So what I really want to get across in regard to hypnotherapy as a practitioner or as a trainer especially, I cannot instill something or a suggestion into a client or a potential client that is something that goes against their values.
Right, absolutely.
So if I was to say to you, you know, I've put you into this beautiful state of relaxation, which is also what hypnosis really is. It's not different from any other states that we've experienced. But if I put you into this beautiful state of hypnosis, and then I said, April, you know, tomorrow at this time, you're going to go down and, let's say, you know, rob a bank, right? Mm-hmm. If that is in your values, you'll do it. But if that is not part of your moral compass, that your unconscious mind can reject that.
Well, you know, I don't know. And I say that I believe what you're saying, but you know, there's a lot of hocus pocus alamocus. And there are hypnotherapists like Uber drivers. They're just everywhere. Everybody can't take you there. What are you looking for when you are seeking out someone to take you down?
Yeah. And the thing is, what we have found, a lot of people who come to us for hypnotherapy, it's like we do a lot of questioning. So you may have someone come to you when they think they need hypnotherapy because this is the surface problem. They come to you with a problem. It's sitting right here on the surface. But once you get into it and you ask these very, very crucial, important questions, most of the time, hypnotherapy would just be like putting a Band-Aid on it. And that's where the NLP, the timeline therapy, comes in. I mean, when I work with clients, I use hypnotherapy right at the end rather than going straight for the hypnotherapy.
Ah, so you leave kind of loopy. Talk a little bit about timeline therapy. What is that? And how does that play a role in all of this?
Okay, timeline therapy is it is a beautiful modality. It's my favorite thing to teach and it's my favorite thing to use. So before I tell you about it, I also want to let you know that as human beings, we feel 5 negative emotions. Okay, so those 5 negative emotions are anger, sadness, fear, hurt, and guilt. Agree?
Agree.
Yeah. So when we hold on to anger in our nervous system, what can happen is that will enable us to lash out at people. So we can lash out at people when we're angry. You know, we can lash out at people verbally, physically, mentally, emotionally. Okay. Anger is what we call a stimulant emotion. Sadness, when you hold on to sadness in the nervous system, that gives you the capacity to hurt ourselves. When we are sad, we are, that is also the precursor for depression as well. Hmm. When someone is depressed, they're living in their past. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we have fear. So fear is the precursor for anxiety. So when we hold on to fear in the nervous system, that means that we're living too far in our future. And anxiety is a warning from the unconscious mind to focus on the now. Because, you know, I'm sure you've had times in your life where maybe you've thought so far ahead of what could happen, what might happen, what, you know, what may never happen. And you get all, you know, head up about it. And that creates this fear or anxiousness. So
that makes sense.
Yeah, so that means when we have anxiety, we're living too far in our future. And the beautiful part about timeline therapy is that we can say goodbye to anxiety and depression very, very quickly by releasing sadness and fear. Mm-hmm. And then we have hurt and guilt. I mean, when hurt people just want to hurt people. When people are hurt, they want everyone else to feel what they're feeling.
Misery loves company. They want you to be worse than they are.
Absolutely. And then, you know, we've got that emotion of guilt. And, you know, what I find is that a lot of people who feel guilt, it's not even theirs. It's been put on them by other people. Mm-hmm. So coming back to timeline is all about releasing anger, sadness, fear, hurt, and guilt from our past. So past events that we are emotionally attached to, we release those emotions in timeline to then set us up to have the most beautiful, compelling future. It's like wiping the slate clean. And when you think about an event from your past where you've had emotional charge, it no longer matters. It has nothing, like there's nothing. That's timeline therapy.
Wow. So you teach that different than NLP. Do you do any Reiki?
Well, I am a Reiki practitioner, but I don't teach it. My husband is a Reiki master, but he doesn't teach it either. We, you know, he's a coach as well.
So a lot of people in Australia are really into this type of work. I can't say it's energy work because that's something totally different. It's not spiritual. It's more clearing. It makes you clear. Clears out your clutter, per se.
Absolutely.
How do you build on that? And how do you maintain something like this? I mean, is this, when we go through these processes, is this something I could walk away with and say, you know what, if I never saw Carol again, I would be instilled with the tools to survive? Is that the kind of...
Well, the thing is, like, in regard to our training, we actually do bring a spiritual element and an energetic element as well. And when I teach that in the training room, I actually stand on a spot and I go, right now I'm jumping out of NLP and we're jumping into, you know, energy, law of attraction, the spiritual world, whatever you want to know, because usually in the training room, when people are learning NLP, something spiritual, something energetic, something about the law of attraction will come up. And I don't shut it down just because we're in NLP training. I let the students guide me to where
where they need to go, because you never know. That's a whole new experience for them. It could be a clearing. It could be, again, it could be a download. It could be a breakthrough. A lot of things can happen in those moments. And you never know when it's going to burst out. Let's talk about bursting out. How do you do all this and maintain a loving relationship with your husband and your kids?
Well, my kids are man children. So I have a 19-year-old who is pretty much doing his own thing. I have a 27-year-old who has just gotten married two weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So, you know, he's up in Queensland. And then I have my 17-year-old stepson as well. So, you know, we find the balance. You know, Luke and I are very committed to each other and our business. So, you know, we make sure that we schedule our date nights and our time out. And when we're head down in the business, we're head down in the business.
Great. Look at that. Her sweet stuff done jumped in there. This is a husband-wife dynamic duo. Carol, introduce your husband to my brains.
Oh, hi, brains. This is my amazing, amazing husband, Luke.
Hi, Luke.
Hi, how you going?
Anybody tell you look like Phil Collins?
Oh,
again.
When I had hair and when I didn't have hair. So
I know. That was my dude. I don't know what happened to him. That was, oh, God, he could sing anything. You know.
He's a great musician. Amazing.
And so I heard that you were in the music business before. Tell us about that.
I've been in the music industry for about 40 years and just at the moment, just taking a break. But I taught for over 22 years. Had my own school out west in an area called Parramatta. And that went for a very, very long time. And I committed to helping young people and also adults as well, not only with their music, but I really feel that's where my coaching started when I was 19, helping people through their issues.
It is. And you know what? Music is such a motivator. I take guitar lessons, okay?
Awesome.
It's a challenge, but I'm doing it to stimulate my brain, because as I move into my senior, my golden years, you know, I forget things, but muscle movement and your placement and trying to strum and keep time and sing the song. Let me tell you, it is work. It is not for the faint at heart. Do you, I know you play instruments. What kind of instruments do you play?
I've been playing drums since I was 7 years old.
See, and the drum is the engine. You know, it gets it going. See, Phil Collins, I'm telling you, that's your DNA. That might be your people. That might be your tribe.
It's been really fun. And the thing is that if you find something that's enjoyable, you keep doing it. But, you know, in regards to what we do at Mindset Master NLP, you know, I've just shifted focus, you know, and going a bit deeper to help people. Had to take music for a bit of a back step for a little bit. And I think especially during COVID, it was very hard to obviously play a live show. But it's more about, you know, you start to change your ideas of how you can help people. So that's
absolutely. And you can always incorporate that. You know, people tell stories. They write lyrics. I use my singing bowls now and I just transform it to another place. And I don't know what I'm playing, but the universe knows what I'm playing. So thank you so much for popping in and saying hello to us. We appreciate you. All right.
Thank you.
All right, brains. That's Luke. Up in the business because you are a leader in the industry down there. Tell us about your retreats and when are they coming back?
Well, we haven't actually got any scheduled at the moment, purely because of the way of the world. We had one booked in, gosh, nearly 2 years ago now, and we still haven't rescheduled that.
Right.
Just because of travel, you know, people are still a little bit wary, and you know, we want to make sure that we can serve people at the highest level. So, you know, what we've had to do is we've transitioned our trainings to online. We've gone back to live, and retreats are a little bit down the list at the moment. But you know, once we get back up with that, that will be so happening.
You can still do things virtually. There's still ways to connect with you. The courses. I was thinking about, you know, what all this has taught me. And I want to ask you, what has all this taught you with the isolation of COVID, with COVID itself? You know, do we mask? Don't we mask? Do we get in the injection? Don't get the injection. Don't, you know, what do we tell our kids? What's been rattling around in your mind, and how have you had to change your own conversation to deal with all of this?
Well, look, at the end of the day, you know, everybody has their own opinions about what it is or what it isn't. And, you know, the thing that I know is that, you know, we have had to change every element of our business, you know, so we were completely live in the room with the people. You know, I love to, you know, to hug people and, you know, get right in there and really, you know, feel the feels. And then once all that isolation started and we were in lockdowns, we had to literally flip it. And we had to do that very, very quickly. So, you know, I mean, I'm not sure what it's like for you where you are, but for us.
You know, it's crazy. They're changing everything. And the petrol is like almost $7 a gallon to get anywhere. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They're doing the most. And I live in San Diego, California, which is like similar to Sydney, you know, very affluential and expensive. I've been to Sydney. I came with Ellen DeGeneres. It's a lovely place. Oh, I do. I absolutely, and the Patty Market, oh, it's like a modern day swap meet. I love it. I love it. There's a lot of different cultural beliefs there in Australia. How does the work that you do and the way that you connect with source energy maybe migrate or integrate with some of the great First Nations people there? Do you ever have any interaction with, you know, tribal people, or really kind of get to it? Because there's a vortex down there in Australia. It is, I call it the root chakra of the world. And it just seems like things are just swirling up from there. But it has to come from somewhere. And those are some of the indigenous people on the planet. They have an extra chromosome. What's the vibe like?
Well, I mean, we get many, many walks of life, you know, that come to work with us and that come into our training room. And what we have found with the people that we attract, every single person They're always heart-centered. They're always more than likely, you know, source connected, and they're open to everything. They're open to everything that we teach. They're open to all processes. And then basically, once they've come through our training and, you know, they've got their certifications and they can go out and help people, what they do is they make it their own. So we give them this beautiful foundation.
Right, right.
And they go and they go work with their people.
Right, right. Because you got to blend with your tribe. You got to understand, and there's a trust factor there, like you said. Before you're going to let anybody, you know, you don't just pick a hypnotherapist or someone to go through timeline therapy out of the cotton picking off Google. You got to build a relationship. What are you looking for when you're looking to work with someone in this space? Because everybody is not going to be everybody's client. But what are you looking for? What should be your comfort level or your benchmarks?
Well, for us personally, people who come to Mindset Mastery NLP, especially for timeline therapy and NLP and hypnotherapy, a lot of those people have already tried everything else. A lot of women that I work with come from trauma. They come from domestic violence. And they've been through the counseling, they've been through the psychotherapy, they've been through everything else out there. And sometimes we're the last resort. But you know, the beautiful part is we get to the root cause of the problem very, very quickly, and we can help people heal and just move on. But the other thing that I find is really important is that energetically, I want to be aligned with my client. And like before you and I got on this podcast, I was talking to a potential client and I said to her, really, it's really important that we are energetically aligned, because I don't just work with anybody. I mean, Mostly my work is with referrals. And
because they can block the source. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And the thing is, if I don't feel aligned with the client, I'm not that sort of person who's just going to take their money and say, well, yeah, sure, I can help you.
Right.
I would rather send them to someone else who is more aligned with who they are. Because like you said, you can't be everybody's everything.
Well, that's for, you know, differentiating that, shifting that is what a lot of people have a problem with, because they are the people pleaser. They are the empath. They are the, you know, I don't want to be the one to say no. They can't make a decision. So people really have to figure out, where are you at? Are you ready to springboard? Are you ready to move forward? Are you stuck? Wherever you are, it's okay. It's all right. But you need to, you know, identify, look, I want to stop drinking. I want to get out of this domestic violence situation. I want to get my money right. I want to build a relationship with my spouse. Just identify, write it down, look at it. Let it be your mantra for a few days. Let it resonate in your heart. And I'm telling you, brains, it will flourish. Something will open up like a lotus flower, and you will feel free and you will feel relaxed. And then you can go to the next step of really changing that conversation that you're having, because neurolinguistic programming is not just your subconscious mind talking. It's really going deep, changing things at a neuron level, brains.
Absolutely.
Okay. We talking core, explosive, boom kind of stuff, you know? So you got to get a hold of yourself. You got to be ready for this. You have to be ready for it. And I think Carol is the person to get you ready. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you. You have been such a joy. I've enjoyed this so much.
Thank you, April. So have I. So Mindset Mastery NLP, our website.
Wait. You say it too fast. That's your calling card. Slow down.
Okay. Mindset Mastery.
Yes. NLP. Say it again.
Mindset Mastery NLP.
That's right. Get it, brains. Mindset Mastery NLP.
Now, our website is actually mmnlp.com.
Wow. MMLP?
Mm. NLP. So MMNLP.
NLP.com.
Yeah.
You have the information. We've given it to you 6 times. So you have no excuse. Go in and check it out. Information is powerful when it's applied. Okay? Because you could be sitting there like lunch meat, a big old piece of bologna, and not get it. So, again, you know, sandwich that together. Make it whole. Thank you so much, Carol, for being here on The Edge. Come back. Keep me posted as to what's going on. And, you know, you're just the business. You really are. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Brains, go in and handle your business right now. You see that? I need you to love, like, and share. Again, love, like, and share. One more time. Love, like, and share. And subscribe. On The Edge. See, when you say things over and over and over again, it plants it in their subconscious mind. Thanks, Carol. Hi, Brains.